Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who receives, who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I am going to give you a short test. Please don't be scared. It will be very easy. You are not going to write down anything, nor you are going to speak any words. You are just going to clap your hands. I will say some phrases. At the end of each phrase, I will ask you to clap your hands. If you feel that you are connected to that phrase, or if you have liking for those things, please give me your answers by clapping your hands. Are you all ready to clap your hands? Okay. Let's start. If you like ice cream, please clap your hands. Wow. If you like donuts, please clap your hands. If you like candy, please clap your hands. Great. If you like to pray, clap your hands. That sounds good. If you like to persevere in prayer, please clap your hands. Wonderful. Thank you all for your great answers. I hear most of you saying that you all like to pray every day and you all like to persevere in your prayers as you like to eat candy, ice cream, and donuts. I also want to preach about perseverance in prayer. Usually, parents ask their children to persevere in studies in order to get a good seat in a number one college. Teachers and professors in the university advise their students to persevere in studies in order to get a good job in a number one company. Today, based on today's readings, I am going to suggest to you to persevere in prayer in order to succeed in everything, in whatever we do in our life. First of all, let us ask the question, what does it mean to persevere in prayer? To persevere in prayer means to be in constant conversation and to be in constant relationship with God the Father. It refers to having constant dialogue and to have constant relationship with God like Abraham, as we heard from today's first reading. In today's first reading, we see Abraham speaking with God, requesting God not to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah for the sake of the innocent people, those who are living there. He requests God, God, will not destroy the city if I find 50 innocent people in the city. And God responds to him, yes, Abraham, I won't destroy the city if you find 50 innocent people. Again, Abraham requests God, God, if you spare the city, if I find 45 innocent people. And God again responds to him, yes, Abraham, I will spare the city. He perseveres in his dialogue with God again and again, telling him, God, how about 40? How about 30? How about 20 innocent people? And how about 10 innocent people? God responds to him whenever he pleaded with him. In today's gospel, we see Jesus teaching his disciples to have constant dialogue with God, like the one who goes into his neighbor's house at night and wins over some loaves of bread with perseverance. We see him instructing his disciples to call God Father. We see him instructing his disciples to ask God for their needs. We see him instructing them to seek the face of God in need. We see him instructing them to knock at the door of God to receive what God plans to give us. He gives his disciples a hope by teaching them that God the Father will always give the best gifts to those who ask him. Today, the church also wants us to have the same kind of conversation, the same kind of a relationship that Abraham had with God, that Jesus wants us to have with God the Father. Do you know why the church wants us to persevere in prayer? The church wants us to persevere in prayer for three reasons. The first reason, when we persevere in prayer, we will receive the best gifts from God the Father. Jesus promises in today's gospel, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. The Father in heaven gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Please be sure, my dear brothers and sisters, when we ask God, we will receive. Although God knows our needs, he wants us to ask him in order to demonstrate that we have trust in his providence. The second reason for why we should persevere in prayer. When we persevere in prayer, our relationship with God will become closer and closer. We will go near to him like Abraham. We can bargain with him like Abraham for our needs. God will listen to us and He will respond to us each time whenever we ask Him. So, persevering in prayer reduces the gap between us and God, the gap between the heaven and the earth. The third reason for why we should persevere in prayer. When we persevere in prayer like Abraham, we will come to know who we are and we will come to know who God is. When Abraham persevered in his dialogue and relationship with God, he realized that he is like dust and ashes in the presence of God. When he persevered in his dialogue and relationship with God, he realized that God is just and merciful. When we persevere in our relationship with God like Abraham, we will also find out that God is our Father and we are His children. Let us come to the conclusion now. How are we going to persevere in prayer? We can persevere in prayer in two ways. The first way is we can look to the Holy Spirit. We can look to the Holy Spirit who has been given to us in our baptism. St. Paul states in his letter to Romans chapter 8 verse 26 that the Spirit intercedes with inexpressible groanings in our hearts. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we can cry to God, Abba, Father, Daddy. Holy Spirit is the best gift we all received in our baptism. Let us give place to the Spirit to function in our life. The Spirit will make us persevere in our dialogue and relationship with God when we look to Him. The second way to persevere in prayer, we have to have determined determination. St. Teresa of Avila writes in her masterpiece, The Way of Perfection, that when we have determined determination, which is a strong will never to give up prayer, we can easily persevere in prayer. When we have strong will to do our prayer, we can succeed in our dialogue and in our relationship with God. My dear brothers and sisters, persevering in prayer is indispensable for our Christian life. When we persevere in prayer, God listens to our prayer like a father. When we persevere in our prayer, we become closer to God, the Father, in relationship. Above all, when we persevere in prayer, we come to know that God is our Father and we are His children. In this Holy Mass, let us ask God for the gift of perseverance. May our perseverance in prayer bring us closer to God day by day. Amen.